Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. 700th club match. Congratulations. It's quite a feat. I know we see a few hockey players that play big numbers with their club, but how is your club, Mersey Colts, chosen to celebrate the milestone?
I'm told there'll be a few of the old-timers, if you like, at the club there to recognise the milestone, some faces I haven't seen for a while, so that should be very nice to catch up with a few old friends and familiar faces.
Would be a fair few old ex-teammates, John, with 700 games up your belt. You could certainly attract a crowd if they were all available.
yes, it's been, well, over 40 seasons with the club, so yes, there are a lot of good friends and a lot of good players and familiar faces that have been around for a long, long time.
It's a staggering performance, and one that I've just feel as a cricket lover. I just love these stories. I love the game, and obviously you do too. When did you first get involved in playing cricket?
I was somewhat of a latecomer to cricket. My dad had played a lot of cricket, and he played one season with the Mersey Colts Cricket Club, which I never really thought too much about, but I knew of a few players with the Mersey Colts, and a friend of mine was already playing with the Mersey Colts. Another friend, her dad, was playing with the Mersey Colts, and as a 16-year-old, I decided that I'd try my hand at a bit of competitive cricket.
So did you always bowl left arm slow, spin, or whatever, or you a bit of a tear-away quick? How did it all come about that you started bowling these left arm tweakers?
Well, I was a bit of a latecomer to bowling as well, because it wasn't until the 1982-83 season that I started bowling left arm leg spin. I bowled leg spin for about one season only. Found it a very, very tough art to master. And decided that I'd change to off spin after that.
Are there a group of people or one particular person that gave you the confidence to get stuck in and really stick it out and play cricket? Like the love of the game, where did that come from? Did it come from within the family or
yeah, some... within the family. A number of members of the Carey family have played cricket at various levels over the years, and for some reason or other I shared that love of cricket. So getting involved was a pretty easy thing to do, albeit I left it until I was 16 to start playing competitive cricket. But at the club, we had some family friend there, Bob Mace. So he was someone who gave me a lot of encouragement in the early days to have a crack and to keep going with it.
Because Bob used to bowl that that leg spin too, and I think as he got older, I think some of his high balls got a lot higher, didn't they, with Bob with the old round armers?
Yes, he's a bit of a legend of the Mersey Colts Cricket Club and the Mersey Valley Cricket Association.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about that, both Bob Mason and Ray Reid, who served the club so well for a long time, both not with us.
Ray was the first, he was at the club when I joined as coach, and he was a wonderful batsman, absolutely wonderful to watch. Yeah, he was amazed me how well he could hit a cricket ball. I suppose I'd not seen anyone up close who could really bat as well as he could.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think if Ray had played a lot of turf cricket, I'm sure he would have been good. Just such a compact player, wasn't he? He was only a small man, very compact, but really had wonderful timing off the back foot, front foot. He was a very, very good player.
He was indeed, and a good gloveman as well.
And have you, just speaking of turf, have you ever had a bit of a crack at turf, or has it always been hard wicket? Because I know the Mersey Colts have pretty much played a hard wicket club in MVCA and whatever.
Right.
Have you had a go on turf?
I did have one season with Ulverston back in 1989-90. A friend of mine, Craig Faulkner, was captain and coach, Papa Faulkner, and asked me to go and have a game. So my journey into turf cricket was, again, left pretty late. And I think I played two A-grade games and the rest in the seconds in that particular season. It wasn't an overly successful season, but the Ulverston Cricket Club is a wonderful cricket club as well. And in my second game, it was against Devonport, and I actually bowled to you.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had you dropped on 20, and I think you went on and made 110.
Well, that was one of my rare successes. Yeah, well, look, I can remember that game, obviously, because I think Chris Squibb got me out in the end. I think hit him a catchback, caught and bowled. But yeah, it's amazing these cricket stories that like players come and go. And as I said, when you've played against so many players, etc., it's easy to forget. And you only playing one season with Ulverston, that's just completely slipped my mind. But yeah, you could have cut my day off pretty early there, John.
Yeah, no, I think I was an average bowler at best on turf cricket. So I think Kevin Matthews that day thought the same thing and decided he'd put me to all parts of River Park.
Kevin could do that, I think. He was a very good hitter. We've already explored how you ended up at MCCC and Mersey Colts as they're now known. We're talking about Kevin Matthews hitting sixes, and you've played against some very, very good players. A lot of players in the Mersey Valley never represented a coastal club and play on turf, but who are the better players that you've had a real problem with bowling to over the years?
Yeah, there'd be quite a number that have probably dined out on my bowling over the years. Certainly, Tony Underwood, when he played with Don, was a really fierce competitor, wonderful batsman. Andrew Wickham from Sassafras,
yeah,
could hit a ball to all parts. Your brother, Chris Maney, he made 130 against us at Sproden one day, and I reckon half of those runs came off me. Ricky Brown from X Services back in the day, very good player, Rick, as he was a very good footballer.
So, yeah.
But Glenn Cornick from Sprite couldn't afford to give him an inch because he'd hit you at literally a country mile.
Big Astro, as they called him.
Yes, that's right. So there's been a number of wonderful players back in the day that were very difficult to bowl to.
John, stick with us. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about your 700 games with Mersey Colts over a long period of time, 40-odd seasons. My special guest is John Carey. Welcome back to the Sideline View. Michael Maney with you this afternoon, and my special guest is a man who today brings up his 700th game with Mersey Colts, and his name is John Carey. And John, we are pre-recording this interview, so for those people who think, well, how can you interview John Carey? He's playing a game this afternoon. But John, not many players have an oval named after them, and but the top Byard Park ground is now the John Carey Oval. That must be pretty humbling. How did you take that news?
Well, it was something that completely came out of the blue 3 years ago at our end-of-season dinner. We had the Mayor, Annette Rockcliffe, in attendance, and she'd been to a club function earlier in the season, so it was nothing really out of the ordinary to see her at the dinner. I actually asked her if she wanted any time to say anything. She basically said no. She, people didn't really want to hear her speak. But a couple of minutes later, the club president cut me off. I was emceeing the night, and he cut me off. And the next minute, Annette's announcing the Byard Park West Ground would be known as the John Carey Oval, which completely took me by surprise, took my breath away, and still somewhat, it's a very humbling thing to have something like that happen.
How long do you reckon this is going to take before it sits really well with you? I mean, you've had 3 years to
think about it. And I'm still shaking my head. So I don't know. Somewhere down the track, hopefully it'll sit a little more comfortably. But it's still just such a wonderful thing to happen, and still coming to terms with it in some ways.
Well, you richly deserve it. I would go 100% that the council and everyone involved have bestowed that upon you. I mean, you've been such a loyal person for the club. To play so many games, John, injuries, missed many over the journey?
I've had a couple of broken fingers, but apart from that, I've never missed a game with injury. So played with the broken fingers, but yeah, I've missed a handful of games through, the odd wedding or whatever, but no, never miss one through injury.
It's the old saying, is it? Don't get married in the cricket season. Get married right in between the footy and the cricket season. April's the window, isn't it?
Yes. That's true. There's an unwritten rule.
Yeah, there is. 700 games, you're 60-plus. We're not going to give away your age. I'm guessing you'd have to be 60. But how long do you think that you can contribute on the field as a player? Is there a time cap on it, or just as long as you enjoy it?
Well, you're right, and I don't mind saying that I'm coming up to 63 years of age. And look, if I reckon if you're a betting man, I'd be putting a couple of dollars on this being my last season.
John, you played a lot of cricket. What do you think ultimately will be your legacy? Is it the players you've brought on? Is it the enjoyment that you encourage people to get out of it? What exactly will be your legacy when you finally hang them up after 40-odd seasons playing with Mersey Colts?
Yeah, certainly. It's all of those things. But I think I would hope that the players that we've had in the past that are there today and still coming through would see that myself and certainly the other senior guys have instilled a culture that exemplifies the spirit of cricket. That would be the legacy that I would hope that we would all leave behind, that the spirit of cricket is where it's at.
That's a really good answer, John, because I've spoken to a number of people this week when I thought, well, I need to catch up with John Carey, and I think that the overwhelming sentiment was that the way you play the game, you play it fair, you're a true gentleman of the game, and to do that and set that example for young players is so commendable, and that will be wonderful. Plus, your 700 games stands out on its own, but it's sometimes the way you play them, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. Yes, I would like to think that that's something that the club can lay claim to, that we play the game in the spirit in which it's intended.
Now, you may be thinking about hanging them up at the end of the season, but
yep.
There's Masters games. I don't even know whether cricket's in the Masters games. We've seen the former Mayor Steve Martin and Mike Gaffney sprouting off about the Masters games, and it would be wonderful. But what about if Jay Carey and M. Maney put a proposal together for a bit of spin twin for the Masters games? What do you think?
Well, the last Masters games were held here maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and the Mersey Colts did put in a team in the Masters games. We actually won a bronze medal.
Excellent.
So it was a bit of fun. The length of the game is quite short, and the rules are a little bit tricky sometimes. But it was an interesting week of cricket.
And that's the thing: people coming together, enjoying the game. The Masters games gone are the days, I guess, when people are playing in that particular competition for Sheep Station. It's just all about competing, isn't it, and just having fun and playing cricket.
That's the way it should be, absolutely.
John, well done. 700 club games coming up today for Mersey Colts, and a wonderful milestone to celebrate. Let's hope tonight is a wonderful night. There'll be plenty of old mates there, old teammates, and well done. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Sideline View. Been wanting to get you on for a while. And thanks for coming on, John.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.